nhau muririmi rweshona
lilani
murara
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, August the 2nd, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission condemning remarks by a ZANU-PF member, Upton Mashayika, after suggesting that main opposition leader Nelson Chamisa must be killed. Without referencing the specific incident, the commission issued a statement yesterday saying, quote, threats of violence or murder of political opponents or any person for that matter are a clear and blatant violation of the right to life and the right to personal security provided for in Section 48 and 52 of the Constitution, respectively. It is, therefore, irresponsible and dangerous for political actors to make such careless and hateful pronouncements. The commission also called on the government to guarantee the security of every Zimbabwean and take tangible measures to achieve that. Both the Human Rights Commission and the police say they are investigating Mashayika after Chamisa's lawyer, Beatrice Mtetwa, lodged a formal complaint. Plus, we will also be talking about non-governmental organizations rallying to call on Parliament to withdraw the Private Voluntary Organizations Amendment Bill that they are calling draconian, arguing that it is designed to shut down the already limited democratic space in Zimbabwe. Licho nanjani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lweZimbabwe Human Rights Commission. Yona ethu le umbiko izolo isola kakhulu inkulumo eziphetha udlakela kundaba zombusazwe kulandela isehlakalo selunga leZANU-PF umnumzana Upton Mashayika. Yena wayetheswa icala lokutshotshozela ukuthi umkhokheli webandla le-CCC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa abulawe ikhomishini le. Iyawasola kakhulu lawa mazwi njalo ithi uhulumende kumele athathe amanyathelo ukuze umuntu wonke eZimbabwe azizwe ekhululekile. Ithi kulicala ukwethusela omunye ngendlela enje kanti njalo ithi abantu kumele basekele amabandla abawafunayo ngoba lelo kulilungelo labo elikhona kusisekelo sombuso welizwe i-National Constitution. Na sizaphatha njalo udaba lwabenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo bona abathi idale lephalamende kumele lilahle inguquko uhulumende afuna ukuyifaka kumthetho olawula ukusebenza kwabo Private Voluntary Organizations Amendment Bill. Kwaziwayi vatereri veStudio 7 na nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yeZimbabwe Human Rights Commission. Iyo yakaburisa mashoko nezuro ichishora vezvematongero enyika vanotaura mashoko anokurudzira mirizhonga munyika. Izvi zvinotevera mashoko enhengo yeZANU-PF vaUpton Mashayika, avo vari kupomerwa mhosva yekuti vakafanobata chigaro chemutungamiri webato reCCC vaNelson Chamisa vaurayiwe. Human Rights Commission inoti vezve matongero enyika vanofanwa kusiyana nemashoko akadai uye inoti hurumende inofanwa kutora matano kuitira kuchengetedza upenyu hwemunhu wese munyika. Tichatarisa zvekare nyaya yemasangano akazvimirira oga ayo anoti dare reparamende rinofanwa kusiyana nenyaya yePrivate Voluntary Organizations Amendment Bill. Iyo ichavandudza mutemo wekushanda kwemasangano aya. Masangano aya kusanganisira evechidiki anoti mutemo uyu uchakanganisa mashandiro awo zvikuru. And we start off our show tonight in Harare, where VOA's Studio 7, Godwin Mangudla, spoke with former Zimbabwe National Students Union leader Takunzwa Ngaziwore. Vangadzore vanoti mashoko ekunyomba kana kuti ane ruvengo akaita seayo akataurwa navamashanyika haafanirwe kubvumidzwa zvachose munyika.
Isu sevechidiki hate speech inotikanganisa pakuti tinotarisira kugara munharaunda ine runyararo. Saka pakauya mashoko anenge ane ruvengo anokurudzira kuti pange pane mhirizhonga, anokurudzira kuti pange pane kupokana pakati pedu sevechidiki. Asi kuti zvakawanda zviitike, kungave kuenda kunonyoresa kuvhota, kungave kusvaga mabasa kutyidza namba chedu, tinofanira kunge tine runyararo. Saka mashoko akadai akauya anotiparadzanisa, anotisiya tisingachaonani isu tiri vanhu venyika imwe, tiri vana venyika imwe.
Saka makaonawo sei mashoko akaturwa neZimbabwe Human Rights Commission ichisora mashoko akaita sewa vanokurudzira ruvengo munyika?
Mashoko akataurwa neHuman Rights Commission anogamuchirika, mashoko akanaka, anoratidza kuti tinenge tine kwatiri kuenda kana vachibuda pachena vachisora kushama kunoitika, vachisora kusagadzikana kunenge kuripo. Saka zvinhu zvinokurudzirwa kuti varambe vachibuda pachena, nekuti vakanyarara varivo vanofanira kunge vachikurudzira runyararo, varivo vanofanira kunge vachikurudzira kuti hate speech isavepo. Zvoratidza kuti hatina mapoka nemabako, hatina misangano dzinomirira chakanaka.
Imisu vechidiki, chii chamuri kuita kunge muchipedza kupararira kwehate speech?
Isu sevechidiki chatiri kuita pano kutoparidza rudo, kutoita kuti titevere bumbiro remutemo. Bumbiro remutemo rine zvirango zvinokurudzira kuti hate speech isavepo, rine zvirango zvinokurudzira kuti tinge tichinzwanana. Saka pachazvo isu sevechidiki tikati ngatisapotei, ngatinge tichimira nebumbiro remutemo, pachazvo kunenge kutori kuti hate speech isavepo.
Avo vanga vari vatakudzwa Ngaziwore vachitaura naGodwin Mangudla weStudio 7 vari muHarare. EHarare based youth John Muchenje, leader of 4H Zimbabwe, an organization that works with youth from different political parties to promote peace, says his organization is engaging youths to stop hate speech in the country.
When you're talking of hate speech, obviously there is an issue of hatred and also fighting and violence. So the impact of that, it incites or it ignites the violence in our country. The moment we start having hate speech at rallies and the stuff, it builds this spirit of fighting and the stuff. So as an organization, we are engaging youth assemblies, youth assemblies, and also youth leagues and wings from different political parties in our country, try to capacitate and nurture these young people in terms of appreciating coexistence, appreciating political tolerance, appreciating team building, appreciating the essence of being of united as youth in Zimbabwe. The things that are affecting young people in Zimbabwe are the same. We're just discussing with these youth from political parties that, for example, in ZANU-PF, there's only one youth who enters in the Politburo. In CCC, there's only one youth who enters in the National Executive Council. Same in MDCT, there's only one youth that enters there. So we are saying the inclusiveness in the political space is limited to young people. So we need to speak with one voice and engage our leaders, trying to get them to involve us in the national development process in our country. So we have told the young people, they've understood that hate speech is not the way to go. When you want to win election, it's about campaigning, but campaigning in a peaceful manner. Zimbabwe is a peaceful country, which gets its independence in 1980. So we don't want to see any form of violence in our country.
So what is your organization now doing to stop, you know, the spread of hate speech in the country?
Thank you very much. What we have done as an organization, we have got quite a number of interventions that we are working with. The first one, which is the capacity building in terms of peace building, tolerance within the young people in the country. So far, we've trained 75 peace ambassadors from ZANU-PF, CCC, and MDCT. And then secondly, we are in the process of doing provincial dialogues together with these parties, whereby we put all the parties under one roof, telling them the importance of peace building and tolerance and appreciating the essence of coexistence in our country, that what binds us is more than what separates us. We are all Zimbabweans, but we might differ in terms of political and social background, but that must not separate us as Zimbabweans. Thirdly, we've also included the issue of sports as a tool to promote peace and tolerance. We've seen that a lot of people, they come together when they're watching Dynamos and Highlanders games, which means sports is a unifier, regardless of our different political background, but people are united in Papa Fields, national sports, watching soccer. We've said, let's use soccer as a tool that we can use to promote peace and tolerance in our country. And we're happy that our first meet that we did in Harare, all parties were represented and people, they were happy. And we're now spreading to all provinces doing the same approach.
That was John Muchenje, leader of 4-H Zimbabwe, speaking with Studio 7's Gordon Mangudla in Harare. Obviously, hate speech means different things to different people. It manifests itself in various forms, even for those who may not be paying much attention to politics. In Bulawayo, Ezra Chisaspanda, ukhulume losakhulayo, uDineo Makwesera. Yena othi ngaphandle kwezombusazwe, abatsha bona ngokwabo bayadlithizana labo ngendlela engalunganga enkundleni zokuxhumana.
Ama hate speeches are khona, and vele I think into ayikhona kudala and izahlala ikhona. So I think in a way ama teenagers and the youth mele ube strong, because at the end of the day obviously bazakuhle ukuthi nile zakho zinje, bazakuhle ukuthi nekhanda likhulu, but you have to be strong because akula nini nje.
Lokhu ubona kwenziwa ngaphi kakhulu ama hate speeches lawa ubona ngapho social media?
Hey, Instagram guys, Instagram's not for the weak. Instagram yenza kakhulu.
Labo Facebook, labo WhatsApp ke.
Instagram mostly kakhulu. I WhatsApp, uma WhatsApp groups, I Facebook la iyangena, but bakufaka ama memes. Sometimes umuntu yaposta i meme eyabikhuluma ngawo ukuthi amankazana lamabili amakhulu anje so and then bese bekutheka. So into yakhona I think it's everywhere in the social media.
Ubona ningaphela njani lokho?
Ningaphela when people accept themselves, uzi accept ukuthi vele unje. Like personally, njengani, mainly I have to accept you, because in a way everyone's going to say something about you, but when you have to be strong, because at the end of the day everyone's going to say something. Moba even dami person about everything. So when you have to be strong for yourself and for the people around you, moba it won't end now. I'll see a way, but if I hear you saying it, it depends which way I'm gonna feel we are now.
Ufisa ube lo mthetho yini obopha abantu abayenzile ama hate speeches?
Hayi, ngeke ngibe lo mthetho njalo.
Awufuni ube lo mthetho njalo?
Hayi, ngeke.
Ufuna uhlale kunje?
Angifuni ukuthi uhlale kunje, but like I said, it is what it is. Yinto esikhona, yi-social media, it's not personal. Yinto, i-social media, it was made ukuthi abantu be-advertise whatever they do. But when I'm out there seeing this, I'm going to Facebook and post your pictures. Even then, I'm going to post my pictures because I'm scared of that.
Udineo Makwesera ngosakhulayo bexoxa lo Ezra Chisaspanda ekobulawayo. UEzra uphinde waxoxa njalo lo Kim Standwa Sami oleminyaka engamashumi amabili lanye 21 laye obona amazwi alenzondo ngendlela uDineo awabona ngayo.
This talk has been going on in my mind and again and again, because I've seen that most of my age mates are really suffering because of this hate speech that comes from classmates, you know, the people that you work with. Like, each and every one of us always have something that to intimidate you or either to just make you feel bad about yourself, right? And that has made most of our youth commit suicide, some getting involved in drugs just to get rid of that pressure that is coming from our agents. And I feel like it has just become a very huge pandemic, which is actually greater than COVID-19 itself, because most of our agents are suffering from hate speech. For example, you come around, let's say, for example, from my church, we are not allowed to wear trousers. But when I come around my agents wearing skinny jeans, tight things, I get so intimidated. I always feel like I'm supposed to also dress like them, because according to them, that's fashion. And the way I dress, it's not the fit to the society, which is very much unfair. And also, there's also another thing when it comes to confection. We have most of our agents always assuming that the light skins are the most pretty girls, you know, which is leading to others actually bleaching their skin, you know, which is not fair, because we are Africans and we're supposed to be happy about the way we are. But because of the species, we end up trying to adjust ourselves, trying to change ourselves in order to just fit in the society. And that is not okay. And I feel as a society, we are tolerating those things and making each and every bad speeches that are coming from others a normal thing, which is not okay. And I believe that there should be a stop to hate speeches. Everyone who is found intimidating someone is supposed to have a punishment of some sort, because honestly, as a nation, as a world, we are changing into something that is totally not fine. So yeah, I think that is all that I can say when it comes to hate speeches.
Okay, Mstandwa Sami, xoxa ke lapho lo Ezra Chisaspanda kobulawayo. Now let's take a short break. We will be right back. Remember, COVID-19 is real. For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on our YouTube channel. That's VOA Zimbabwe. And now to the hot-button issue of the attempts by the government to tighten its regulation of civil society organizations. A number of NGOs have signed a petition calling on Parliament to withdraw the Private Voluntary Organizations Amendment Bill, calling it draconian and undemocratic. The organizations argue that if the bill passes in its current form, many civil society organizations may be forced to shut down. Kutitinzweho Mafungiro Ewechidiki va Godwin Manguja we Studio 7 ataura negweta rinorwira kodzerodzevanhu vapaida moyo saurombe avo vanoshanda nesangano reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights.
Yure PVO rikapasa rino afekta vanhu vechidiki nekuti mukatarisa kune zvakawanda zvinoitwa nevechidiki mukati menyika yedu ino yeZimbabwe. Mumabasa avanoita vechidiki vanoita ivo vachiburikidza nema different independent organizations asinga supportwi nehurumende. Saka makatarisa bill repeal oro kuda kuiswa iri richanga iro richipa hurumende masimba makuru ekuti aregulate kushanda kunoita vechidiki, aregulate ivo kushanda kunoita maindependent organizations. Kana vachinge varegulatewa zvekudaro, vechidiki vacha affectika nekuti vachanga vakutadza kuita mamwe mabasa avanoita. For example, ma awareness campaigns, ma voter education campaigns, zvinonga zvavane too much regulations from government, uye funding yavo yekuti vazviite inonga isingachatenderwi kuti mari idzodzo dziuye mukati menyika. Saka vechidiki vachanga vachiaffectika, uye mabasa ema-independent organizations asingasupportwi in terms of funding negovernment achaaffectwa zvikuru, nekuti hurumende bill iri riri kuunza iro mitemo yakasimbarara inombunyikidza maorganizations kuti asakwanisa kunge achiwana rubatsiro rwakasununguka mukati memabasa avo.
Saka tinoona iyo hurumende inoti yakananganawo nokuti inge ichimisa zvinhu zvokuti munge muchirega kuita zvematongerwo enyika, munge muchiita basa chairo ramune makanyorosa kuti ndoro munofanira kunge muchiita. Munobvumirana here nehurumende pamaonero akaita seiwavo?
Ipapo hatitenderani nehurumende, netisingatenderani nehurumende nekuti chinonzi matongerwo enyika chii? Munhu wese ari kutongwa mukati menyika, munhu wese atori mune zvematongerwo enyika. Saka bumbiro remutemo rinopa iro space kune munhu wese, kana kuti rinopa iro kodzero kune munhu wese dzekuti akwanise kunge achipinda mune zvematongerwo enyika. Saka hakuna anofanira kumbunyikidzwa kana kuti kodzero dzako dzimbunyikidzwa kuti iwo hauchakwanisi kuita zvematongerwo enyika zvakati kana kuti zvakadai zvakati. Izvozvo chete zvichinge zvatongoitwa, ikoko kwakumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzavanhu.
Vapaida Moyo Saurombe Igweta rinoshanda nesangano reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights vanga vachitaura naGordon Mangudla weStudio 7. Kobulawayo khona sixoxe njalo losakhulayo unomqhele Lunga.
Amina mbona ngani ibill lay ayikho right because ibill lay mbona ngani iyancindezela. Mbona indlela kahulumende yokuzama ukuncindezela ama-private voluntary organizations ukuthi bengabuyi bezosebenza lapha elizweni laseZimbabwe, ikakhulu sikhangelela ukuthi sesisesikhathini sokukhetha. Sokuzaba isikhathi sama-elections, vele kuyaba lezinto eziningi ezivinjelwayo ukubana ziyenzakale. Mbona ingani ngombono wami uhulumende ucabanga ukuthi ama-private voluntary organizations engxenye alobudlelwano lamalunga aphikisayo aphikisana lebandla elibusayo, so kuyake kuzama ukuthi bevalele beyincindezele.
Wena ngokho-ke nxa ukhala njengomuntu osomutsha, ubona ngani ukwenza le mthetho kuzawuphambanisana kakhulu?
Kuzamphambanisa kakhulu ngoba ngikhangelele mina labanye abale minyaka engangeyami kumbe engaphansi kweyami sisebenza kulawa ama-private voluntary organizations. Khathesi akula makampani aqhatshayo, so ama-private voluntary organizations iwade sinika imisebenzi. So xa sebewavala kumbe sebewanika eminye imingcele lendawo zokuthi basebenze bafike esibangeni esingaka, kuyabe sokusivalela emsebenzini ngoba engxenye thina esisebenzayo sizaniswa umsebenzi owamanye ade khangelela ukuqhatsha abantu, asezaqhatsha abantu abalutshwane compared to inumber yabantu ade bebaqhatsha. So kuyabe sokusilimazile thina kakhulu.
Unomqhele Lunga ngosakhulayo obexoxa lapho lo Ezra Jesus Banda ekobulawayo. And now for perspective on both issues on the table tonight, we bring in social commentator and director of the organization Rural Communities Empowerment Trust, that's Mr. Vumani Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Evening, thanks, sir.
Yes, the jury is in on the private voluntary organizations bill, at least from the perspectives of from the perspective of you guys in the civil society cluster. Let me read this from a statement by different civil society groups which came out yesterday. They are saying that the private voluntary organizations a bill is even more draconian and tantamount to introducing a new bill, because they are arguing that the changes that are being pushed by the minister were never presented to the people. And here is what the bill does, according to you guys. You are saying the bill says the private voluntary organizations must identify donors or sources of donations, refuse and report any donations from illegitimate or immoral sources. Somebody might argue that clearly that's, that can be a bad thing. What say you, Mr. Ndlovu?
Okay, thank you. Let me preface my submission by stating from the onset that the bill does not take into consideration the submissions that were made by the general citizens during the consultation stages. The citizens were very clear that the bill must not be passed. It violates their fundamental economic, social, and civil liberty rights, political rights included. So it has got some serious flaws. And it gives the minister too much power to regulate the work of the civil society organizations. So given such, we find that the amendments to the bill are a direct violation of the rights of and the freedoms of the civil society organizations, and it impedes or inhibits their freedoms in terms of carrying out their work and the effectiveness of carrying out their work also. It also makes it difficult for the organizations to register. It removes, remember that it removes the PVOP board, and it will create an executive and powerful office of the register of the PVOs that will be vested with all the decision-making powers. That will also decide whether to register or not to register the organization. Kind of a scenario, it makes it difficult for the effective operations of the civic society organizations, especially those that are inclined into rights advocacy.
But the argument,
governance issues.
The argument here, Mr. Ndlovu, from the president Emmerson Mnangagwa and his minister Paul Mavima, bathi bazama ukwenqabela iterrorism, ukungena kwemali kwezombusazwe ngendlela engayisiyo, bathi kulokungethembeki okuningi lokuganga okukhulu okwenzakalayo kusivu society, yikho beletha lo mthetho.
But you will recall ukuthi the Financial Action Task Force yakubeka sobala ukuthi eZimbabwe akulahlupho lakholokho, akulahlupho lwama organizations that are advancing the work of terrorism that have okulengozi ukuthi bangangenela kuleyo nto. So bakukhupha konke khonokho. So it doesn't even make hold water for the government to argue or basing on that, because bona konoke tizamu kwenqabela iZimbabwe kwathiwa kakukho ama organizations akini kikho kona lokho. So I don't know where they are basing the argument from.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so very much, Mr. Vumani Ndlovu of the Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. And that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank our guests, our viewers, and of course, you, the listener at home. Let's make another date next week. Kuna Zimbabwe, yimi untunga milinkomo.